Wisconsin Democrat leader joins crowded race for DNC chair Jamie Harrison's seat. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 1, 2024. Ben Wickler, who serves as the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, joined the crowded race for Democratic National Committee, DNC, Chairman Jamie Harrison's seat. In an announcement issued Sunday, Wickler said the United States needs the Democratic Party to be stronger, and spoke about how Democrats had been the party that built the middle class and won breakthroughs on civil rights, and women's rights, and workers' rights. Today, the country that we love, needs the Democratic Party to be stronger, Wickler said. To unite, to fight, and to win. I'm Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I've spent my life working in politics, advocacy, and new media. In Wisconsin, we built a permanent campaign. We organize and communicate year-round in every corner of the state. Rural, suburban, urban, red, blue, and purple areas alike. Wickler highlighted how since he had served as the chair for the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, they had flipped the state's Supreme Court majority and re-elected Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, D. The announcement from Wickler comes as other candidates such as Robert Houghton, a former U.S. Senate candidate in Maryland, New York State Senator James Skoufis, D., former Maryland Governor Robert O'Malley, D., and Ken Martin, who serves as the vice chairman of the DNC and the chair of Minnesota's Democratic Farmer Labor Party, have also thrown their hat into the race, according to ABC News. Houghton issued a letter to DNC members explaining that he wanted to lead and grow the party to champion electoral and transformative legacy victories in the years to come, according to the outlet. Wickler spoke to the Politico Playbook report about how when voters were presented with Vice President Kamala Harris's policies and President-elect Donald Trump's policies, they preferred Harris' policies. But a lot of voters only heard from the right. And we have a lot of building to do to be able to correct the imbalance of the information environment, Wickler added. Politico Playbook noted that while Martin may not have the panache or name recognition of candidates like O'Malley or Rahm Emanuel, the current U.S. ambassador to Japan, what he has been lacking he's made up for by concentrating on the nuts and bolts of campaigning, which has pushed him to the front of the race for the DNC chair seat. While the vote for a new DNC chair will take place on February 1, 2025, Martin has reportedly locked down nearly half the endorsement that he would need to win the race, according to the outlet.